Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith, which has been transmitted from Imam Ali alayhi salam. This hadith is about the relationship between greed and and sustenance. A lot of people, assume that, the more greedy that they are, the more wealthy they'll become. And you have to be greedy and you have to covet wealth in order to become rich. The Holy Prophet Muhammad, in dispelling this misgiving, he said, "Sustenance cannot be pulled by the greed of an avaricious person, nor repelled by the repugnance of a repugnant person." Right, so this is clearly a misgiving of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He dispels here and he rejects. In echoing the same theme, Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "Know that even if a servant was devoid of shrewdness and was feeble in his schemes, it would not reduce the amount of sustenance that Allah has appointed for him." This is a theme which has been reiterated and repeated in many hadiths, in verses of the Holy Quran, and the wise sayings of wise people, and that is that the sustenance and the portion that Allah and that God has allotted for a human being and has preordained and predestined for him is something which is fixed, and it is not something that a person would lose out of if he were to not be avaricious about the acquirement of sustenance. And it's been mentioned that even if a person went and lived in a hidden place, somewhere in a remote village or in a cave somewhere, and tried to hide himself from the sustenance that was going to come from it to him, it would still somehow reach him. And this is what here Imam Ali alayhi salam is mentioning. He says, even if he were to be skillfully shrewd and crafty, it would not do anything to increase the sustenance that Allah has apportioned for him. And Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he emphasizes this again. He says, "Since sustenance is duly allotted, in kana rizqo maqsuman, what is the use of greed? Fal hirso limadha?" What if our sustenance has been preordained and predestined for us? What is the use of being greedy and coveting wealth? The greed, this greed, it doesn't in any way increase our sustenance. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam also said, "Verily Allah Most High has abundantly distributed sustenance even to the fools, so that intelligent men may take a lesson from this and know that the wealth of this world cannot be obtained by work or cunning." Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We're looking at how greed does not increase the level of our sustenance, in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma
صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد